Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and today I'm bringing to you a message entitled Beyond the Valley, Have No Fear, an Easter message, and that is based off of Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. So let us dive into the Word today. Saturday evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome went out to purchase burial spices so they could anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But as they arrived, they looked up and saw the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled aside. When they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a white robe sitting on the right side. The women were shocked, but the angel said, "Don't be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and tell his disciples, including Peter, that Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, and they said nothing to anyone because they were too frightened. Amen. Sisters and brothers, fear may grip us, but courage empowered by faith in the risen Christ leads us forward. Amelia Earhart, a trailblazing aviator of the 20th century, captured the imagination of the world with her daring solo flights across vast distances. In the 1930s, during an era when aviation was still in its infancy and societal norms restricted the roles of women, Earhart fearlessly pursued her passion for flight. Born in Kansas in 1897, Earhart developed an early fascination with airplanes and flying. Despite facing skepticism and opposition, she remained undeterred in her pursuit of her dreams. In 1928, she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean as a passenger, sparking international acclaim and admiration. But it was her solo flights that truly showcased her indomitable spirit and courage. In 1932, she became the first woman to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic, further solidifying her place in history. Now, over the years, she continued to push the boundaries of aviation, setting records and inspiring generations with her fearless determination. One of her most daring feats came in 1937, when she embarked on an ambitious journey to circumnavigate the globe. Despite the inherent dangers and challenges of such a venture, Earhart remained resolute in her determination to conquer the skies. Tragically, Earhart's final flight ended in mystery and uncertainty when she disappeared somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. Though her fate remains unknown, her legacy lives on as a symbol of courage, perseverance, and the unyielding human spirit. Amelia Earhart's story serves as a powerful illustration of courage in the face of fear. Despite encountering numerous obstacles and uncertainties throughout her life, she never allowed her fear to hold her back. Instead, she embraced it as a challenge to be overcome, fueling her determination to soar to new heights and inspire others to do the same. Now, before we move forward in the passage, let's consider a few key points. Firstly, let's acknowledge the power of fear in our lives, hindering us from experiencing God's abundance. Secondly, let's reflect on how fear might be present within our congregation, holding us back from embracing God's call. finally, let's approach this passage with open hearts and minds ready to receive whatever God may speak to us today. Let's be attentive to the Holy Spirit and allow ourselves to be transformed by the truth of God's word. In Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8, fear emerges as a central theme, intricately woven into the narrative surrounding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This Easter morning, we're going to delve into this passage, and let's focus on the fear of the women, that the women were experiencing. In verses 1 through 2, the passage begins with the women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, approaching Jesus' tomb. Their actions are driven by devotion as they bring spices to anoint Jesus' body. However, their journey is accompanied by an underlying sense of fear. They approach the tomb cautiously, expecting a closed tomb, a dead body, and definitely apprehensive about the events that have transpired. Remember, Jesus was publicly crucified as a traitor, a criminal. In verses 3 through 4, as the women arrived at the tomb, their fear intensified upon finding the stones rolled away. This sight would have been startling and perplexing, prompting a surge of apprehension and uncertainty. The absence of Jesus' body amplified their fear, as it contradicted their expectations and raised serious questions about what had occurred. Inside the tomb, in verses 5 through 7, the women encountered a young man dressed in white, presumably an angel. The readers know he's an angel. The women just see a man dressed in white sitting in the tomb. His sudden appearance evoked a profound sense of awe and fear. They find a young, living man delivering them a message. Then the angel's proclamation of Jesus' resurrection further compounded their fear, as it challenged their understanding of the natural order and confronted them with the divine. The angel's instruction to go and tell the disciples added a dimension of responsibility to their fear, as they grappled with the enormity of the message entrusted to them. Finally, we see in verse 8a, the passage culminates with the women's response of fear and amazement. Their initial reaction is one of overwhelming fear, overshadowing even their amazement at the miraculous event they have witnessed. And this fear compels them to flee from the tomb, unable to process the magnitude of what they have experienced. Imagine, if you will, the scene at the tomb. Picture these women, their hearts heavy with grief, their steps laden with sorrow, as they make their way to the resting place of their beloved teacher, Jesus. But woven into their devotion is a thread of fear. Woven into the fabric of their devotion is a thread of fear, a gnawing uncertainty that tugs at their souls. As they draw near to the tomb, their fear reaches a crescendo. The sight that meets their eyes, the stone rolled away, strikes them with a profound sense of disquiet. It's as if the ground beneath their feet has shifted, leaving them adrift in a sea of doubt and confusion. Then suddenly, they encounter something beyond their wildest imaginings. a messenger from the heavens, clad in robes of dazzling white. His words pierce through the darkness of their fear, declaring the impossible. Jesus, the one they saw crucified, has risen from the dead. But friends, in that moment of divine revelation, fear still holds them in its grip. It's a fear born of the unknown, of the unimaginable, of the sheer magnitude of what they've just witnessed. And so, they flee from the tomb, hearts pounding, minds reeling, unable to make sense of the miraculous truth laid bare before them. Yet, oh, sisters and brothers, let us not overlook the tension that lies in that gap between fear and courage. For what we don't get in Mark's gospel, we get knowing that message about Jesus' resurrection did not stay a secret. That is how we are all here to celebrate the event nearly 2,000 years later. For in the trembling of their hearts, in the trembling of their hands, lies the stirring of something greater, a seed of courage, of hope, of faith. Yes, they may have fled from the tomb in fear, silence, and trembling, but hear me now. That fear did not have the final say, amen? For those same women eventually found their voices. They found the strength to overcome their fear, to embrace the truth of the resurrection, and to boldly proclaim it to the ends of the earth. For each one of us sitting here today, the lesson of courage over fear speaks volumes to our daily lives. We all encounter moments of fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. Fear of rejection. But just as the woman in the tomb discovered, fear does not have the final say. Christ does. In our moments of greatest fear, we must remember that we serve a God who conquered death itself, who holds the power to overcome every fear that grips our hearts. As Paul wrote in Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 31b, if God is for us, who can ever be against us? So how can we apply this lesson of courage to our own lives? It begins first, with a shift in perspective. Instead of allowing fear to paralyze us, we can choose to lean into faith, to trust in the promise of hope, of resurrection hope, even when the world around us seems shrouded in darkness. We can take comfort in knowing that we serve a God who goes before us, who walks alongside of us, and who surrounds us and empowers us to face our fears with courage and conviction. And now, my dear friends, let us turn our attention to the congregation as a whole. Now, if you're not a part of my congregation, think of your congregation, but let's turn our attention to our congregation as a whole. As we look upon the challenges that lie before us, declining numbers, lower giving, uncertain futures, let us not be overcome by fear. Instead, let us stand firm in the knowledge that we serve a God who is greater than any obstacle we face. Let us embrace the call to courageously step out in faith, to seek innovative solutions, to reach out with love and compassion to those in need. It most definitely means stepping out of our comfort zones, trying new ministries, or reimagining the ways we can engage with our community. It also means coming together as a congregation, united in purpose and vision, to boldly proclaim the message of hope and redemption to a world in desperate need of good news. And so, my friends, as we leave this place today, may we carry with us the lesson of courage over fear. The one promise that is carried throughout the scriptures is this: fear not, have no fear, for I am with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. May we be emboldened by the example of those brave women who stood trembling at the top of the tomb and found strength to proclaim the risen Christ. May we be emboldened by the example of Amelia Earhart. And may we too have the courage to face our fears head on, knowing that with Christ by our side, fear does not have the final word. We are a resurrected people. Death lays no claim over us. May we go forth from this place with hearts ablaze, with courage, minds steadfast in faith, and hands ready, to do the work of God's kingdom. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you and praise you for this message, being challenged today with this message. Lord, as we hear sirens in the background, we also pray for whoever may be in need of help. If it's a fire or whatnot, we pray that that you are able to help them and get everybody out safely. And Lord, we also ask that you would help us as we are moving forward in our lives, that you would help us to overcome our fear so that we may put our best foot forward and serve you in faith. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so, friends, thank you for tuning in. I do apologize for the sirens in the background, but you cannot predict when those things are going to happen, and I certainly hope whoever that is for is okay. But with that said, I do want to thank you for tuning in, and I want to wish you a very, very happy Easter. And remember, you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.